State Representative Kyle Cassell joins us. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Scott. What happened to our cold front this Thursday?
Well, yeah. It'll be
a little muggy.
It'll be in this weekend, I suppose. That's how we'll work. We've talked before about your committee assignments, and you're on the calendar committee. Explain again for our folks what that is and how that's, you got named to that committee, and now you're having to work that. So what is that process, and how does that kind of line up?
Absolutely. Calendars committee is chaired by Chairman Todd Hunter out of Corpus Christi. So we will have a meeting today, so it helps set the calendar for the floor. So now that we're approaching day 60, it's time to start getting that calendar populated with bills from all the committees. And so today will be our first meaningful one to make sure that calendar, we have bills to hear on the floor next week.
So they kind of have to jockey for position, and you have to think about the things that are going to be most important. And I guess there's kind of there's a pecking order that the speaker puts together for you so that you know the things that are important to him to get his agenda through.
Absolutely. You know, both bodies have priorities and emergency items, and Speaker Strauss has been quite clear on his as Lieutenant Dan Patrick. So now it's our turn to focus on our agenda. You know, we think school choice, obviously CPS, we got that out last week, and now we've had many committee meetings across the board, and some of those committee chairs have named their priorities and their committees, and those bills have passed out of committee and will be presented to calendars, and then we'll hear them on the floor next week.
You know, I've talked to a state senator about this, and I was talking to Representative Rainey yesterday. There's still that impasse as far as the budget gap is concerned. We're a week farther down the road. Are we any closer to closing that number between the budget and the House and the Senate?
You know, I'm going to try to help. You know, I'm going to be clear on it from our first radio interview. The budget process is tough. There is a big gap, and it's going to be settled in conference committee later on in April, May time frame. So now's the time for us to identify those priorities. The budget writers are working. All the budget writers are due today by 5 p.m., so those will help close some of those gaps and identify priorities, and then, you know, we'll talk on the floor over the next few months and make sure our priorities in the House are identified and that the budget conference committee from the House side realizes what our priorities are. But got confidence in Chairman Sir Wass and his team that we'll do what's right. But it's going to be a tough fight this year. It's just what it's going to be. That conference committee has a tough job ahead of them.
Well, and I think one of the main things that I see is that the leadership in the House seems to be fairly comfortable with looking at the rainy day fund as a source, and I don't know, that seems to not be the case as far as the Senate's concerned.
You know, that's not a palatable discussion from a GOP platform side, which I understand. But also, if you have a savings fund, and we've had a conference committee already agree that we put a floor on it, so we could utilize down to $7.5 billion. As long as we leave 7.5 in there, that gives you an opportunity to look at that when we need it. And when you've got an $8 billion, you know, arguably anywhere between $5 and $8 billion gap between the two budgets, you know, there's going to be a need for it. A 4% cut across the board in all agencies, which we know some of those will get it back, so others will be very disappointed. You know, I look at from the standpoint of the hiring freeze. Had some visitor here from Mahaya State Supported Living Center yesterday, and they have a high turnover of nurses in Mahaya at that State Supported Living Center, and they're not allowed to hire back. So you got an 80-nurse population to serve that community, and now you're down to 40 because of folks changing jobs, and they have a hiring freeze. So there's a lot of problems and emergency items, and in this budget's going to be affecting, you know, little Mahaya State Supported Living Center like it is all agencies across the state of Texas.
Sure. State Representative Kyle Cassell joining us. You're also in Environmental Regulation and Natural Resources. Anything going on in those committees that are of note right now?
Well, waters, natural resources, we're still in an investigative side. We actually passed out a few local bills yesterday that are going to help particular areas in the state, so look forward to seeing those in calendar committee so we can expedite them to the floor. Environmental reg, we had our first meeting this week and focused on TERP and where we're going to head with that. We've amassed a good balance in TERP funds, and we need to figure out how to utilize those to help on the environmental issues in the state of Texas.
All right, so a couple of bills, one in the Senate, it's Senate Bill 2, and in the House, it's HB 15, having to do with tax rates and how much cities and counties can raise their tax rates. Putting a cap on that, I know, is kind of causing heartburn as far as cities and counties are concerned. What are your thoughts, and what are you hearing from your leaders?
Yeah, I represent five unique counties in Central Texas, and I think I've got a general consensus that SB2 and HB15 are not a high priority or one they like. I've got a resolution on my desk that County Commissioner Steve Aldridge dropped off yesterday saying that they are not in favor of this, and they are very quite clear on point by point by point how this will affect their local control and the revenue cap. I mean, when you're looking at a reduced to maximum increase in taxes from 8% to 4%, that ties the hands of our local officials, especially in my poor counties in Limestone Falls and Robertson. They're not excited about that opportunity either.
Well, my next interview is with the Assistant Finance Director of the City, Brian. I'm sure he's probably feeling that way, too. So
I think he's going to be a little more pointed than me. Yeah. And as long as he knows that we're here and we're going to try to do our best to make sure we don't impose anything on them that makes their job more difficult.
I understand. All right. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Scott, I appreciate it. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. State Representative Kyle Cassell joins us every Thursday. You can hear the interview archived on our website at WTAW.com.